This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. I'm telling you, if you're having trouble getting employees and you have a little liquor store, grocery store, or somebody that needs a retail checkout, you need to check these guys out. Southwest supports, I mean, everybody. In fact, if Walmart's doing it, Home Depot's doing it, you can do it too. Call them at 800-540-2149. Talk to the crew. Have them come out to your business. They'll tell you straight up whether or not their system will make you more money, less employee hassles. So check them out. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, BMW, Mini Cooper, and Porsche. How could I forget Porsche? Black Forest Automotive. That's your alternative to all your Porsche, BMW, and Mini needs. Check them out. All right, Sunshine. Welcome back to the Sunshine State.
The state of fires.
Yes.
It made the news in Indiana,
the
one in Kern.
Smoke? You could probably see the smoke while you smoked.
No, it was midnight.
Yeah,
so midnight. I saw a full moon.
Yeah. So who you got lined up?
Oh, well, you know, I saw a great flyer on Facebook a few weeks ago about the Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Festival, because I know I'm not the only one who loves dirt.
Right.
So I figured some of our listeners would be interested. So we have Rat Salt calling in to tell us about the event happening, Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Festival, happening next Saturday in Escondido.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, man. Thank you guys for having me on. Really appreciate it. Love the commercials, by the way, and the intro was just over the top, man.
Hey, next time you have an expo, you let me know ahead of time and we'll get some buggies down to KUSI to help promote your event.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, just trying to make this one happen. As we know, this is it's been 2 years since my last event, and over the past year and a half just trying to get through this and make it happen. So finally got it to happen here in Escondido, which our title sponsor, Toyota Escondido, kind of why I went there, but a great location and looking super forward to having one of the biggest shows we've ever had.
And for people that don't know where it's at, it's in the old, correct me if I'm wrong, Sears parking lot right there off of the 15.
It is, Dave. Yeah, it's at the Westfield North County.
Yep.
Right there off Via Rancho Parkway, my old stomping grounds. I grew up in Escondido. I live in Temecula now, but super cool to be taking it back there. And yeah, looking forward to a great event. We have over 100 vendors, or up to almost 100, excuse me.
Yeah.
Almost 100 vendors. We got live music, kids zone, food and beer, lots of great things going on. The off-road car show. So super psyched to be actually having an event back again after this crazy year and a half we've had.
Well, somebody told me that this is the SEMA of off-road. And I thought that was
a
compliment, right?
I love it. That's a huge compliment, man. I try hard at it.
I know
you
do. We
have some of the best sponsors and vendors in the industry. Yeah, so super excited to be just getting everybody together back again here in 2021, finally.
Will there be demonstrations of any sort?
We're not going to be able to do demos. Yeah, they're like, hey, this rat guy, we'll ease him into this just with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I wanted it 2 days. And as previously, I was going to do it in Del Mar. I had Del Mar Fairgrounds rented for 2 days, mm-hmm. where we were going to have all the racing and all that. But this is basically just an expo. Lots of live music. We got some great bands playing. Free stuff for the kids, slides, jumpers, all kinds of great things for them. And, just trying to get everybody back together here finally.
Is it free of charge?
No, it's $10.
Okay.
$10 for adults. Kids 10 and under are free, and we hope to bring your kids out, because it's definitely there's lots to see and lots to do for the kids. We try to I like to call this the family event, event of off-road. It's all about the dirt lifestyle.
Right.
Bring everybody out. We have something for everybody. So hopefully everybody's coming out. And I'll tell you what, it's actually turning out to be a great event. So many people are psyched. I've sold more tickets online than I ever have.
Wow.
You can go to Eventbrite if you want to buy tickets online. Eventbrite, Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Festival, and get your tickets. But it's going to be a big one, and I'm really excited to be finally putting it on.
Well, you know, I was thinking about your event, and I kind of looked at 2020 and the beginning of 21. A lot of off-road vehicles have been sold due to the pandemic. And I mean a lot, to the point where you go to some of these bike shops, their inventory is, whether it be a side-by-side or a bike. So with that being said, this is a perfect event to go to for first-time people in this business, in this industry, buying side-by-sides and motorcycles. You can find all the accessories. You can find out all the places to ride. You can find anything and everything and talk to like-minded people.
Exactly.
Join some clubs. Get involved with Corba. Get involved with, in fact, we did a big segment at, on Dirt Radio on San Diego Off-Road Coalition talking about your event. And I really think, yeah, you may not have the displays or the jumps, but I think this is more of an introductory show for all the people that have gotten into the industry. And I think this will be a win-win for everybody. I really do.
Absolutely. You definitely nailed it on the head. Yeah, we have lots of manufacturers coming out.
Sure.
We also have Toyota Escondido being the title sponsor, lots of dealerships, Temecula Motorsports will be there. Yeah, so people could actually purchase vehicles there, lots of builders.
Wow.
I mean, across the board, it's everything dirt. I like to call it that. It's everything from manufacturers to the people that are just building one-off products, but it'll all be on display and be able to come out and do your next build. And talking on that, Dave, I know it's been tough to get from vehicles to off-road vehicles, but the off-road industry has stayed so strong through this whole pandemic. It's pretty cool to hear, like, some of the feedback from a lot of my vendors and everybody saying, you know what, we've had the best year ever.
Yeah.
People are kind of down and out, but they're building these off-road vehicles. They're putting money into their old ones, whether it's not a brand new one.
Right.
But they're just wanting to get out in the desert and do what we like to do, is go get these things dirty.
So this is a Saturday-Sunday event?
It's Saturday from 11 a.m.
Okay.
to 7 p.m. This next Saturday, August 28th, at the Westfield North County Mall in Escondido. We have a huge footprint, and I am totally packed. We completely packed it. I got a bigger spot than I thought I needed, and they're like, yeah, that's enough. I'm like, okay, we'll fill that, but it's completely packed. Super excited to see just all the support from all of my friends and the whole off-road industry. I mean, it's a whole nother culture. I mean, if people, I know you got a lot of viewers from different types of racing,
sure,
but the off-road culture is strong right now. And just looking forward to seeing everybody and having everybody come out, have a great time, bring the family, and be able to buy some of the newest, latest, and greatest parts that all these manufacturers and builders have been putting together over the last year and a half.
Well, put Brittany and I on the media list, because I have a sneaky feeling we'll probably come up and bring our recorder and maybe do some interviews with some of your sponsors, you know, just to continually keep this alive and well. And we can do a report Sunday on radio as well while you're doing your last day of the event. But, man, keep up the good work.
Yes.
Stay in touch. Would like to do KUSI. Any event you've got your fingers on, I'd love to give you some KUSI love, because that'll also bump your attendance and make you even crazier than you already are.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, no worries. No, I'll definitely put you guys on.
Thanks, buddy.
You want two on the list? I'll put four just in case you want to bring some.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, love to have you guys out.
All right, and give the website out one more time.
It is ornscene.com, ornscene.com. You could check it out. You could buy tickets on there. And, just everybody listening on this station right now, Love to have you guys out. It's going to be epic. We are back stronger than ever in 2021.
Yes.
Off-Road Nights is going to bring it.
All right. Well, Mr. Hungry Dirt Dude just texted me. He says, are they going to have food trucks?
Oh, and we got Dirt Dude's actually helping me out. Yeah. We got Dirt Dude helping out. He's going to help me actually place some of my vendors and everything coming up in the morning.
Cool.
But he'll be hanging out. We definitely have plenty of food, plenty of ice cold, frothy beverages.
And all right.
Great snacks for the
well,
kids.
He said, hey, he says as long as you're feeding him, you don't have to pay him.
Oh, really? Did he say that, Dave?
No, he didn't say that.
I don't have any volunteers. I pay all of my employees.
You're the man.
Love to have everybody coming out and, you know, show them some respect. Like, and you get a little better work out of when you're paying.
Right.
Funny thing, huh? Funny thing how that works. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, awesome talking to you. We got to stay closer next year. And we will be there Saturday, I'm sure.
Good
as
luck.
Long as Brittany doesn't have to put her floor down or some silly thing.
I love dirt, and it's not a race weekend.
And you'll be there.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Dave and Brittany. We'll see you guys there.
Sounds
all right.
Great.
To it. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used, makes no difference. Treat you like family. And they support Barona Speedway 100%. So we really want to thank them as well. So I don't think Dirt Dude called in. I
thought he was going to. Make sure.
Oh, is Dirt Dude on the line? I thought you were having
some. Hold, dude. Come on. Hey, I'm right here.
You guys stay caught up on all his text messages.
I thought you said you had somebody else calling in.
And then he's updated.
I did. And then they had to cancel.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I called in.
Yeah. I got all that Dirt Dude.
He can't read. He can't read emails.
I know.
Hey, he's having food trucks there. Not like I want food. He's having food trucks there. He's also having two bands and a DJ. I'm going to that event. It's gonna be, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna be there. We beat him up for we beat him up for media tickets.
Only problem is I gotta be there at 6, and you guys can show up at 11 when it starts. I gotta be there at 6 in the morning.
Excuse me. I'll be at KUSI at 6.
I'll be sleeping in.
And it's your fault for not telling us ahead of time, so Rat could have been on KUSI, but that's okay. We won't.
I told you last time I called in, I'm doing an event here in Escondido.
By the way,
Warren,
this guy
and
is...
And you go, Rat's calling in.
Brittany. So
are you two done yet?
He calls me up, and he goes, any chance I can get on KUSI next Sunday? Next Sunday.
That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, like, hello.
Yeah, you got to schedule a month ahead, Dirt Dude.
Dude,
well,
I'm going to look. I'm going to look.
It was a brainstorm last night. We had such an awesome day. I'm just going to get into it now.
All right, go for
it. You guys off. So it was such an awesome day. I think this was the best race day ever this year. The weather is perfect. It was overcast. We had that rain in the morning, so it kept the moisture in the ground, and it wasn't hot, wasn't humid, you know, that bad. It actually wasn't even that bad. It was just overcast, perfect day. Had some, like, damp part in the morning, and then the track just rolled in throughout the day. We didn't even have to put much water down on it. And these guys really abused it by having, we had 19 modified show up. It was 1,000 to win. Wow. That was a good, good main event. And all the main events were actually pretty good. And we threw a twist in it last night. We turned our pure stocks around backwards so they ran right instead of left.
I love when you guys do that.
One.
It's very entertaining for the spectators and other divisions.
No one even knew. Not even like, there's only probably two people that knew that whole day. That was going to happen. Brad Whitfield.
It gives it away sometimes. They put the big tractor tire by the entrance, and that's when we're in the pits, we're like, oh, are they going to go backwards?
Well, it's always sitting there now, so you never know when.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just like, and then when they rolled out for their heat races, they ran regular at the heat race.
Mm-hmm.
Ran regular left-hand turns. So when they came out for the main event, Brad walks out in the middle of the entrance and, like, he starts pointing down. And Soper Thomas was the first one out. And he goes, dude, I thought he was pointing me down to the bottom.
Oh,
he goes, no, he's pointing me to go right.
That's hilarious. So are
we? Yeah, go left. Go left so they can make the right turn all the way around.
Yes. Are we assuming all the listeners know why this is a big deal?
Probably not.
Probably not, yeah. It's exciting. It's fun. The pure stocks are supposed to be just that, pure stocks. You can't really change any much on them. They have to have the stock suspension and everything. The, what they can do, though, is kind of set cast and camber with stock parts, and you can actually set air pressure.
Yeah,
so if you're
pressure.
Running one side, yeah,
sure.
High pressure, low on one side, high on the other, and it gives you
a little bit of stagger.
And you can't, and you cannot touch your car
when
it's in the staging lane.
Exactly.
So nobody can run around with a tire gauge and an air pump. Oh,
yeah, you can't add the air to the other side. So you got the wrong stagger.
Was that a wild race?
It was really good. I didn't even see it, but Rick Schneeriger.
Oh, how did he do?
He flipped over.
No!
He rolled over. Quick roll. Pushed the top of the car in, like right at the front pillars.
No!
So it had like this shoveled down look in the front. Goes to the hot pit. They actually go check on me. He's like, I'm good. You know, is it got four tires on it? Is it all, you know, is it going to steer? So he goes in the hot pit. They check it over. I think he might even have a tire change. Comes back out and finishes the race.
Oh, wow. Yay. Oh, I always root for him.
That is so cool.
That was a good one. But the only thing different was like a couple people, because they do the breathers, because they're going to put them on the left-hand side because everything's going to the right when you're making left-hand turns.
Right.
Well, when you're going the other way, now everything's going to the left, and you already have your breathers there. So you get oil coming out. You get fuel coming out. So
it's got to be tempting to set up. It's got to be tempting. So this
but you just don't know.
Yeah, but that would just
see,
right
I put
there.
Breathers on both sides.
Yeah,
I'll fix them. So give us some of the results.
Okay, so in our junior divisions, we had Gage Baldwin got a main event win.
Yes.
I think that's like his third. Melanie Ross got another main event win. That was her third.
Wow.
Oh, is she opening up or what? Because I finally interviewed her, and she was just like a little chatty going
awesome.
On. She remembered all of her sponsors, rolled them off really easy. I'm like, you're getting this.
Well, she's
had
a lot of practice. She keeps winning.
And to our Masters Mini Dwarf, Hudson Morris out of Yuma, Arizona, got a main event win.
He's got a good-looking car, too.
Yeah. His dad has another nice-looking car, too, in the mods. Street Stocks, I was so happy about
Woo!
This. Sonny Trent.
Sonny, I already
Sonny
congratulated
Trent got
her.
A main event win.
We're going to have her in soon.
I'm not sure if that's her first one now or if that was – I know it's the first one of the year. But I'm not sure if that's her first one at Verona now. So, but I can't remember, and I don't have the ability to go back and look. But I know she has been really good this year. Every time I interviewed her a couple times, I'm like, you are running in your second. You got a hard-charging car. It's running good. I'm like, I'm probably going to talk to you sometime this year. And then last night was
a chance.
I got to talk to her. Yeah, she actually had a good running car because I was like, she started not too far back, I think fourth or fifth, I think, somewhere in there, but had to work her way up to the front. And then when she got up to the front, it was just checking out.
That's awesome.
We had the Powerized Southwest Lightning Sprints last night running wingless, so no top wings. And Brent Sexton got a main event win.
Very nice.
And then our dwarf cars. John Isabella got a main event win.
Mm-hmm.
And right behind him was Robert Peters.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Robert's post today, and he said he's got 2 points difference between him and John Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 1 point. So John gained one more point from the win yesterday. In our modifieds, like I said, we had 19 show up for 1,000 to win. It was really good racing. Eric Evans led pretty much the whole thing until Chaz Baca from Mesa, Arizona, took it high, wide, and handsome to the outside and said, see ya.
Was it a beautiful
just went around
move?
Like three or four cars. Oh, he found the top that would work for him. I talked to Eric later. Eric is like, I moved up to the top to see if it would work for his car. He goes, I couldn't get it to work. He goes, I was actually starting to lose spots. He had to get back down the bottom to block second spot because third spot was Michael, the wild thing thing, was just reeling him in. So he was trying to hold back Michael to maintain second. So it was just a good battle the whole night in the modifieds. In our IMCA Sport Mod, Brian Brown got a main event win, which he came back from a devastating heat race because he didn't even finish.
Oh.
He left halfway through the heat race. So I'm like, he's going to go throw everything at it. He goes, well, I did a bunch of small changes, nothing like big, nothing huge. We just did a bunch of small changes, and it came in, and it worked for him.
Nice.
In our pure stocks, Jason Aldridge got the main event win.
Mm-hmm.
And in our pony stocks, Dennis Taylor got a main event win.
Did he race all three divisions that he had planned on racing? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. He was wiped out. He raced the modified. He raced the street stock first. He raced the modified second. Then he raced his pony third. He's
and
like, oh, I think I could do another division. I'm like, no, you couldn't.
Yeah,
no,
he's a
you
dwarf.
Can't.
He has a dwarf like car.
100 laps. That's like you did 100, 150 laps.
And
man.
But he only has to pay one entry fee? So he gets...
I'm not sure how that goes.
Wonder.
No, you got to pay for each division.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd have to pay for each division.
Yeah.
I bet.
More
that's
laps.
That's like all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So I'm like in the front.
Yeah.
And we had a beautiful national anthem.
They posted
singer.
It. That was nice. Little girl.
I posted... Yeah. Actually, Brad recorded it for Barona Speedway. She and her sister races, and she sings. Her dad does like a band or something, like, you know, real musical family, really talented. I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I was like, I had the whole thing, and then I wrote it down, and I don't have any of my paperwork.
Well, if you think about it, text us, and we'll.
Faith Lee? Faithfully, I mean, she's with Wildflowers, and there's like a link to it. And now it's like, okay, so she sang her national anthem. Yeah, I can't even talk. So brain's going so fast. So she sang her national anthem. I looked at her page, and she has got some other songs. Like, she sings a Christmas song, and it's just like, wow, she's amazing for 12 years old.
Oh, 12 years old.
Wow. 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sending it to you right now, Dave.
Oh, are you?
Because I saw it this morning and listened to it.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Yes, she did.
Oh, her
job.
Name, the girl's name is Brittany.
No.
Oh, that's you.
Brittany plays the keys and the drums and the harp, but she's not, I'm a backup singer at best.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Well, it sounds beautiful. It sounds
right.
Like we had a good night.
Well, see, how was attendance?
I think we're 556 or somewhere in there. We had over 80 cars on the big track and then over 30 cars on the small track.
Wow.
So the attendance was good. I mean, I know Paris was rocking last night because they were running sprint cars. Yeah. So that's hard to compete with.
And big money.
Oh,
big money.
Yeah. That's the weekend. They had a really big purse.
Big money. Big purses. Like over $6,000-$7,000.
Actually, Shane Sexton was running there last night in his 410 sprint.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. I mean,
transfer to B Main. One spot away from a transfer to B Main.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, sounds great. Racing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
All right. Be there, be square.
ORN next weekend, then racing the weekend after that. And hopefully
right.
The weather will be nice.
We'll probably see you at ORN. I'm going to make a point of going up.
Okay. Yeah, look for me. I'll be walking around orange shirt on.
Okay. I'll look for you.
And a mohawk.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. You have a good one. We'll talk at you later.
Enjoy your day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Buddy. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
To Racer Radio,
jump,
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Right.
That's a funny one, Brendan.
Leave it to Brendan. All right. Hey, we got a special guest. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One wicked fast half-mile track, dirt/clay. If you haven't been, you got to be there. And they had a race last night with bucket loads of money for people to take home with them if they could get that checkered flag. And we have a very special guest. I think, Tyler, weren't you in here a couple of weeks ago?
I think on the first.
Yeah. I was in, talking about Barona.
Yeah, you're getting pretty popular
right?
In your old age, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so.
So how'd it go? How'd it go last night?
Yeah, how you doing? Give us an update.
I podiumed. I got third in seniors. The guy that's chasing me in points actually won it last night.
Oh.
So it was we lost a few points, but I don't know. We got an issue with her backup motor, and we're just trying to figure it out so we can at least keep pace or win one before the end of the season.
If I remember correctly, you're fairly new to this, correct?
Yeah. I've actually total racing experience as far as years in the seat. Actually on the track racing, it was only 3 years. I've been practicing in a car for, just a little bit over four.
And your heart's been in it your entire life, though.
Yeah, I mean, my main profession is I'm a surfboard builder, actually.
Right.
Grew up in El Segundo, built boards since I was 12 years old, surfed since I was about 10. And I actually started going to the races at Ascot when I was about six or seven. So my first heroes were actually sprint car drivers before I even had surf heroes.
And that is what led you to your tribute cars, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, most kids are exposed to either karting or, you know, if you're into sprint cars, you know, work up through quarter midget and stuff. And I was never really exposed to that. I knew of tracks. I think Pomona had a track but it wasn't really in our area down. I was over by LAX and the South Bay and never really got a chance to get involved with that. So, you know, usually kids do tributes to their heroes when, you know, on their quarter midgets and stuff like that. So this basically, my sprint car is my quarter midget.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm able to kind of, you know, show my appreciation to my heroes, but also kind of, you know, help promote the history and you know, introduce people to the whole, you know, not just what's happening now, but where it came from and you know, give them kind of some background on the sport.
Is that what you were in last night when you raced?
Yeah, I have. I was trying to debut a new body style, second backup car, just kind of as a backup for this, you know, going for a championship, but my car I ran last night was a Tamale Wagon tribute car. It was the first sprint car I ever see win a race. It was actually Rick Dowdy at Ascot in the late 70s. So we call it instead of the Tamale Wagon, we call it the Surf Tyler Surf Wagon. And then I was trying to get it done. We got it running. We got the body halfway done, but I was doing a gas cam tribute car, so it looks really good. We brought it out and put it in the pits, but it wasn't, you know, I'm kind of a perfectionist. I build surfboards, and you know, it's all about the looks and the art and stuff with surfboards, and I wasn't able to get the graphics just right, so I just wasn't going to push it.
You know?
I had a full week of thrashing on it, and I couldn't do it. So
you just said enough is enough.
Yeah, I got to focus on racing.
Right.
So how many boards have you thrown away because they didn't meet your standards?
You know, a couple. I've taken saws to some of them.
I've taken saws to some
Well,
of
or
them.
You stay on it as long as you can stay on it. And then if it just gets to a point where you said, okay, I just can't do this, and then you whack it up and that way it goes away.
You know, I started so young, you know, I could kind of, I was learning, so it wasn't,
yeah,
I wasn't as critical at that point. So my friends would, I would build the boards for material costs. So that's how I basically built, you know, got my experience. And
right.
That was kind of my trade school, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what got you behind the wheel of a race car? I know you've always wanted to do it. And I think everybody that's ever gone to a small track, big track, little track has always wanted to do it.
Yeah, there's a difference between wanting and actually making it happen, right?
Pulling the trigger, as the saying goes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'd sit in the stands for years, and I think a lot of people, it goes through their mind, like, could I do that? Do I have the nerve to do that, you know? And I always question it. I mean, I'm also known for my surfing, and I've surfed some pretty big waves in my life, and bigger than most, you know, as far as average surfers,
right.
You know, maybe slightly above average, and you know, that's people go, oh, you're kind of crazy, or you're adrenaline junkie. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I would sit there and go, I don't know if I have the nerve to do it. But for my 10th wedding anniversary, which was 15 years ago. Catherine, my wife, got me sprint car driving school with Corey Kruseman. I just got a little sampler. I think it was like 40 laps, but I was like hooked, you know. And then years later, social media, Corey sees a picture of me building a surfboard with one of his shirts on, and he says, "Hey, why don't you come back to the track and we'll get you back in a car?" And that's how I kind of came back out there, and I started getting kind of hooked and doing a lot of practicing. And finally, one day, Corey says, jump up on the tractor. We're going to rip it before the next practice. And he goes to me, he goes, "Hey, what's it going to take for you to do an actual race?" And it kind of blew my mind. I'm out there going around in circles having fun. And even at that point, I wasn't even thinking about racing. It was just like I'm learning how to drive a sprint car. And he goes, "Well, how about we do a trade, you know?" So I made him a surfboard, and he worked something out with me and got me in my first sprint car race.
Wow. Well, he must have, now let's be honest, he must have seen something just by you going around in circles that must have told him, this is either that or he wanted a surfboard really bad.
Yeah.
One of the two. We're not sure which.
I think one of the things is that he appreciated that I knew a little bit of the history of the sport.
He
kind of took a liking to me for that.
Yeah.
And along with, of course, wanting to have, you know, that surfboard. But that all kind of came together. And I think it wasn't until later on that I started to see where my surfing experience translated into how I drive a car, believe it or not. You know, it's a lot of, When you're surfing a wave, you're not just looking at, you know, your maneuver or looking down at the wave. You're looking at a vanishing point.
Yeah, you're looking ahead. You're smooth.
No different than racing.
Yeah, and surfing is all peripheral, you know, and it's all picking it. You know, it's, not only is it, you know, it's there's a lot. You know, you have a moving medium, so it's even another.
Interesting.
You know, having that balance, being able to feel, you know, that you know that. The balance on the board and how it trims, and race cars trim too. You know, it's all about that balance. But now you feel it in your butt, and you just apply and I don't know. I think there's a lot of crossover, and it's really helped me in the way that I drive. And some people say I'm a fairly smooth driver, so that's kind of a nice compliment too. As well.
That is.
Oh, very
and,
much.
And
so.
It keeps the price down too.
Yeah.
Famous last
can't
words.
Can't control everybody and everything, but it certainly helps.
Yep.
Well, that's all. I'm glad you pointed out how it can transfer like that. I don't think I ever would have
thought about
surfing
it.
And race cars, but you're right.
Well, I don't think. I wouldn't have either. But you explained it extremely well.
Yeah, you know, like I said, trim, picking up things with your peripheral, feeling, knowing your space without looking at. Mm-hmm. The wave, like when you're in a barrel in a tube, you're not looking at that tube. You're picking it up. You know, you're seeing that you're inside the curtain, but you're reaching for that vanishing point that's way down the line.
Yeah,
you're the next turn.
You're
adjusting to the next section while you're inside that barrel. So, right. I call sprint cars like a 30-lap tube ride.
Oh,
so.
That's nice.
And you don't get as wet either. Thank God.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, don't say that.
Well, unless you're, we were very fortunate last night to where Coach, who does track prep and handles the Paris track, accidentally grabbed the wrong lever on the water truck as he drove through the pits and got sprayed our pits, our car, everything into my trailer, and that's the only trailer that got hit.
No!
Into your seat?
Seats, gauges.
Oh my gosh.
Gloves, everything.
Thanks.
So you may appreciate, I just flew home from Indiana last night. I landed around midnight. I am in Indiana and I see someone walk by and I go, Amanda Robertson? She was in Indiana coming home too. Same flight. We can't go the whole way home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Visiting her boyfriend.
Yeah, they were out there for 12 days. But
yeah, she said she was going to go back.
Uh-huh. Well, we came home on the same flight.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That is
small world, cool. And I believe we met you through her.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
So Brittany's going to talk about in the next segment that what her experiences were back there going to
Gas City Speedway in Gas City, Indiana. Cool. It was freaking hooked up, and they had a doubleheader sprint car.
Oh, my.
So they only had four divisions but five races because sprints went twice.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
All right. So, hey, buddy, you're always welcome back in the studio.
Yeah, I love your perspective. I love the connection between surfing and dirt track racing.
You're always welcome back, and we got to get you on KUSI TV. And you just stay in touch with us, and we'll hook you up, buddy.
Well, yeah, because sprints are coming back to Verona.
Yeah.
October, I think.
Thank you, Dave and Brittany. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
Take care.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Sir, that I played that song on and had the bubbles going up the glass tubes.
Oh, wow.
When it came out.
Yeah, I was in my head. I wasn't going to say it out loud.
I had to do it because he passed away yesterday, unfortunately.
Oh,
so.
Oh wow.
But that is nice tribute for him.
I love that song.
I love it, too. It's one of my favorites.
And I like the era.
Not the 1950s.
Because
era.
You could hear the song, you can understand the song. They always had a
That's
message.
That's true. It's clean.
It's clean.
It's
it had
clean
a message.
But clean to the ear.
The boy and the girl walking through the park, holding hands.
I can't tell you how many modern songs just have cuss words, and I can't even understand
any
words.
And just
I won't
a wall
even bother.
Of sound.
Wow.
Oh, I thought he was playing this because I was falling asleep behind the mic because I got in so late.
You were not.
But now it's a tribute. He's keeping it positive.
Yeah, that's
He's
our
the man.
Boy.
He's so good.
All right. So, by the way, this segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Not only do they work on your car, they'll throw it on a dyno and show you exactly what they did. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. So the world traveler doesn't like to fly like normal people and leave at 6 in the morning and come back at like 3 in the afternoon.
No, we got a late
You red
flight.
Eye.
Yeah, basically. Well, we got to spend more time back there.
Yeah, you did. And you had a good time. You got to see family.
Family.
But you got to go see another racetrack.
Yeah. Well, before that, I got to go up in a 19. It's an early 40s.
I don't want to hear about it.
Air coupe. My uncle is like the air coupe king back in Ohio. And he says, would you like? And before he finished the question, I'm like, you don't have to ask me twice. So we went up in his like 1941 air coupe. It's like
did
the oldest
tricks?
Running air coupe. Well, kind of. That one is not made for tricks. We've done tricks in his other airplane that he used to have, but it was tricky because the clouds usually are not that low as they were the other day, and so we were going in and out of all the clouds, and he has nothing electronic. It was all visual, so it was pretty intense. We're going like tunnel of clouds.
Because you had to land it, too.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
And it's open cockpit.
So what do you got for us? You got
a
newspaper?
I know, I have props. Well, you got to love it. You go to Indiana. This is the Indiana Star.
Right.
Front page, they talk about the IndyCar schedule of 2022.
Okay.
And then you open to page 4 of the sports section. Entire page 3 and 4 is all about racing.
Look
you gotta
that.
Love it. Yeah. Long Beach Institute stricter COVID rules.
Wow.
IndyCar, like it's 2 full pages.
Kyle Larson
wins USAC. And I don't even know this guy, but you probably do.
Oh, Goshen.
There you go.
He was at the IndyCar, the open wheel.
It's just like, we're in Indiana.
God.
The sports page, 3 full, front page, and then 2 full pages just about cars and racing.
Well, we used to have that.
I love it.
When Bill Centers was the sports editor, you know, he covered quite a bit of motorsports. He was a real gearhead. He loved it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we were talking off air. Sheldon Creed did well.
I know.
And who else?
Kyle Larson did well. But
and
that was in a USAC car. What do you got?
Dave.
What do you
we
got?
We went. So I was rolling with my amazing crew.
Yeah.
Many people call them Mark and Jamie. Some call them Cornfed and Moo. I call them Mom and Dad. They were up for a 4.5 hour drive to go to Gas City Speedway. Listeners, I just handed him a shirt. It was the coolest one.
It is.
Open it up. You have to see what
it
looks
like. I will.
Anyway, when we knew we were going back east, my parents, they're like, why don't you contact Jessica Swanson? Now, as a reminder, listeners, they are the California racers, Jake Swanson and Jessica Swanson, who have moved back to Indiana to pursue racing. Lo and behold, Jake Swanson was racing Friday night at Gas City Speedway. So we drove and drove and drove and drove. And Dave, it was well worth our time. The sprint cars had a doubleheader. There were well over 20 cars because they had a B main.
Yeah.
On the first main, Jake started in fifth and ended second place. $2,000 was given to first place, and wow. Jake got $500. First place pulled a number right there. Right after he won, he pulled a 12. So they inverted the top 12.
Oh.
So Jake starts now 11th. Well, before that, they had a B main. They sent the top 12, and then they had a B main to fill in the 8 remaining spots mm-hmm. for the second A main for sprint cars. Yeah. They also had modifieds and Hornets and a street stocks.
No little kids?
Oh, no. It was 4 divisions.
Ah, gotcha.
They were a well-oiled machine. Like, just go, click, go. Oh, my gosh. The first sprint car race, the main. Okay. The spectators are so close to this track, and it was so hooked up. And so muddy. We were halfway up the bleachers, and we were just getting rained on. We were rained on mud.
No kidding.
It was so hooked up, and my dad and I, our jaw dropped, and he talked to this guy next to him. He's like, oh, man, this is hooked up. And it's all relative, because the guy goes, oh, I know, it looks like it's drying out. We're like, oh, my God, we're from Southern California.
Come to Southern California. Yeah.
It was so hooked up, but they were going so fast. We were so close, even halfway up.
How big a track was it?
It was a quarter mile.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was small. Our eyes were burning with the fuel. And just, I swear they created a tornado with all the energy. It was hard to watch. I was glad I wore glasses. I mean, we were like gasping for air. Like, it was like you were right there. Anyway, what I was getting at is Jake had to start 11th. This was the second A main. Right. Again, winner, $2,000. Who won? Who won, Dave? Who made it worth?
He didn't do it.
Jake went from 11th all the way to first.
Look at goosebumps.
I have to send you this video. I even asked Jessica later, does he always wheelie that much? He was so hooked up. He's coming out of fourth. Both front tires. Both front tires off the ground several times. Finally, I'm like, I got to catch this on video.
He did.
He was insane. And once, and he was clean driving. He sat there in third for a while.
Yeah.
He got right up to third real fast. Like, he got up to fifth real fast, got up to third a couple laps later, was there for a while, and then got second. And then the last few laps, once he got first, he took off. Like, sorry, listeners.
Gone,
it kind of reminded me of Darren Brown. When he gets up in the front, he's clean and he's patient.
Yeah.
Jake was clean and
haven't
patient.
Got time to talk to you. Got to go.
And, oh, man, it was so good. And then I finally got to meet him.
Oh, you never met him?
I've heard about him, through Jessica. It was so nice to see Jessica. And so then I was like, well, hey, you want to call in on Sunday? Sorry, but this was Friday night.
Right.
Jake raced again last night, like Silver Crown, big event. He got top 10 and then it got rained out.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, sorry. He's racing again today. So he didn't call in.
So the California boy goes back to Indiana.
And he's making a name for himself because even last week he won 2 races I saw Yeah.
And well, he's such a great interview. You've interviewed
him. Yeah, on this station we've talked, and I finally got to meet him.
He's such a great guy.
He did so well. And, of course, we're hooting and hollering, and, we don't know anyone in the stands.
They're all looking at you like.
Yeah. And finally, the guy behind us all night, he's all, do you know him? And so we told him all about it. And he's like, well, I'm really impressed. I'm a fan now. And so.
Wow. Well, you told him you're from California, IA.
Yeah.
Did you jam an avocado on your shoulders just so they'll know or no?
No, I didn't. But I'm sure I stood out because we had been at the Kentucky Horse Park. all that morning. So I was like in this cute little pink blouse. And now I'm sitting in the stands getting rained with mud.
But
I had my Girls Love Dirt hat on. So I wasn't that much of an outcast. Right, but I am going to send you the video of Jake wheeling. And you're going to have to post it for the listeners.
I will. That is just, well, you know, that there's something cool. Because I've been doing this a long time. But when you start talking to a driver, you know, that's just starting out or maybe he just hasn't. And then all of a sudden they shine.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the
greatest, happy for
it's
him.
It's the greatest feeling in the world. It
and
really is.
I'm happy for him and Jessica because they made a commitment to move.
Yeah.
And then be in California and then back there. I don't know. He's representing.
Was he happy to see you?
Well, he's just meeting me. I don't know that he was happy to see me.
Well, but he was happy to see somebody from San Diego.
We're not the only ones. We went into merch. I got you that shirt.
Yes.
And we went in there, and the lady was really nice. Oh, where are you from? And we said it, and she goes, oh, my gosh, the people that were in here right before you are from California. And we said, yeah, we're here to support Jake Swanson. And she goes, so were the people in front of me. So I think he's building a fan base.
Yeah.
And, you know, actions speak louder than words. His actions
are
loud.
And he's such a good guy. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, he was posing with kids. It was funny.
Yeah,
right
he's
before
real big.
I showed up, he knelt down in front of his car with two kids. And someone's like, how does it feel to meet Kyle Larson?
Oops. That's funny.
But it was wonderful.
And that's a compliment too. So
I'm really happy for them. And Jessica's been in the sprint car as well.
Yeah.
I don't think as often, but she was in a couple weeks ago and she said it was really fun.
You happy back there?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
If it's a different world back there compared to California.
It is a very different world. Where we were at Gas City too, the gentleman talking to my dad said there were three tracks just within 100 miles and then many more just a little bit past that, and they really try not to step on each other's toes.
Right.
So Gas City's primary race night is actually Friday.
Ah.
So they're not competing. So I think a lot of the tracks, you know,
what a great
they
name.
Do it all through
what a
the
great
day.
Name of a town. Is it a town or just a racetrack?
It was the town of Gas City, which was great because my
maiden
name is Gassert.
I would move to Gas City.
Oh.
Just because of the name.
I don't know.
You don't think?
There might be nicer places.
You think?
Well,
you're not sending this to Gas City.
It was wonderful. It was nice. It was packed. It was beautiful. Four divisions, which...
Did you eat any food at the track?
No, because I'd had White Castles and Dairy Queen
on
the way there.
How many did you eat?
I had... five.
Okay. Five White Castles.
Five.
You probably ate six.
No, I had five. I was five.
And a shake.
Mom was five. Dad was six. And water.
Oh.
I didn't gain any weight on the trip because I think it... Well, anyway...
We digress.
Yes,
we digress. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time. Got to see family. Got to see Jake.
I got to go flying.
And you got to see horses.
Yeah, we got horses.
Did you buy any?
No, our family does not need any more.
I just had to throw that out.
Like six
In case your mom's listening. All right, folks, we're going to have to hit the road. But guess what? Gun Owners Radio right around the corner. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Another good song, Brendan.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.